Hey, everybody, Matt, Jess and Dave here.
Sorry, Jess, just butting in quickly to let the listeners know that I'm going to be in Sydney this week, coming up the 8th to the 12th of May, and you can get tickets now via mattshieldcomedy.com, then going straight to Brisbane on the 16th to the 19th. So tickets for my show Dryer Dryer in Sydney and Melbourne.
Sorry, Matt, I'll just cut you off there. I just need to tell everyone that our quiz show, our web series, is out right now. Do go on the quiz show. You can see it on Stupid Old Channel for free on YouTube. Type in "Do Go On The Quiz Show" and you can see three episodes right now covering topics like Google, Queen Victoria, the Olympics, and we got five more episodes coming up. So like and subscribe, whatever that means.
They are big topics too. And I said Sydney and Melbourne. I meant Sydney and Brisbane. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
I'm still here too.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, we're dropping in for a very special episode this week. There's an extra little bonus. This episode, if you want to listen to in full, is on the Patreon feed. So if you go to patreon.com/dogoonpod, you can hear it in full. But
it goes for nearly an hour and a half. It's an epic episode.
Yeah. And if you do sign up on the bonus episode level, you also get instant access to our back catalogue of about 190, nearly 200 bonus episodes.
Yeah, I've got the list here of some of our previous topics. If people aren't aware, these are some of the topics we've covered. Stockholm Syndrome, the Stanford Prison Experiment, the Monster with 21 Faces, the Killdozer, History of the Slinky, the Empire State Building, the Salish Sea Human Foot Discoveries, the Great Molasses Flood with our mate Nick Mason, the Woman Who Solved Her Own Murder, Jeff the Talking Mongoose, the Real Sleepy Hollow, the 1908. For Olympic men's marathon.
I was in 1908. Interesting. I can't believe the nanny didn't make that list. I mean, that's how many great episodes there are. The Battle of the Sexes, one of my all-time favorite live episodes, which we thought was too hot for the main feed.
Yeah.
That ended up being a bonus episode as well. We recorded that live in Birmingham.
Four episodes of our Do Go On D&D campaign.
You can hear the early episodes and how Who Knew It with Matt Stewart developed as a Patreon bonus episode. I think there's probably four or five episodes of that. And it started as a show that had nothing to do with what it became.
20-something episodes of Raising the Bar?
That's right. There's episodes where we find out which Harry Potter house are we. Fingers crossed for Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
Yeah, a bunch of so many different fun things, quizzes and, yeah, a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. But we really wanted to share this episode with Michelle because, you know, people loved the Fast and the Furious episode last year.
Yep.
And this is covering the new movie. So much fun we had on this episode. And we wanted to tell you that Michelle is touring the UK soon. In August, she will be for the whole month of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival with her show Reform.
Yep.
Her and a full live band. I saw the show when she did it at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. So good. We love Michelle. We know you love her too. So if you see the show, go tell her you heard one, Do Go On.
And she even said on this episode, I don't know if we'll get that far in, but she said that she loves it when she looks out in the audience and sees a Do Go On t-shirt. It makes her realise. She's like, it just puts her mind at ease. She knows it's going to be a great show because you're always great audience members.
She's at the Gilded Balloon through the whole festival, 7 o'clock show. So definitely grab yourself some tickets.
Don't be a fool. What are you, a fool? Oh, all of a sudden, hey, I just said that you're the best. And all of a sudden you're sitting there on your, and I apologize for language here, ass.
Yeah.
And you're not buying tickets?
Yeah.
You don't sound like a do go on listener. You sound like a dog. A sick dog.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Do you need some medicine? Well, I'll tell you what the medicine is. It's tickets to Michelle Brazier's show, whatever you reform. And once you get those, you'll feel better, you sick dogs. Okay, you sick puppies.
Yeah.
You get those tickets and you're going to be on your way to good health and also a good time.
Yeah.
And make sure you're wearing a Do Go On shirt and you can get them online.
That's right. So please enjoy this episode of Do Go On.
And to hear more, go to patreon.com/dogoonpod. We love you all.
Love you.
Patreon, and welcome to another bonus episode. This one for your anus. Ears and anuses only. Let's go around and do a roll call. Dave here present.
Jess's anus present.
The rest of her, unfortunately, not in the house. Matt here present.
I'm Michelle Brazier and I'm present.
Yeah, we got a special guest today, Michelle Brazier.
Remove the sack. Okay.
I've been in this sack for so long.
Sorry, it smells a bit too.
We didn't want you to know the address of the stupid old studios, so we had to drive you around for 4 hours in the back of a van.
Yeah, it's been tough.
But you two have been spending a lot of time together lately.
Jealous?
Not necessarily getting an invite and only hearing about it now doesn't hurt. That's fine. What, a dinner party?
Yeah, it was just for friends.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, that explains.
Yeah, don't feel bad.
Okay, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, it's a friendship thing.
And I was obviously invited, but I was just a bit busy.
Dave was too busy.
Dave was busy.
But I would have been there.
Yeah, well, you're in the friendship group.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm in the group chat.
I'm on the outer looking in.
Yeah.
It was a double date, Matt, and we didn't need a fifth wheel.
Okay.
Okay. Dragging everything down, making things awkward.
Sometimes a fifth wheel can make things even cooler. Just in case. I didn't get all of it looking through the window. What did you get up to there?
Jess made a pasta.
Yes.
And she made the best homemade garlic bread I have ever had in my life.
What do you mean?
Vegan friendly.
Vegan friendly. Mm-hmm. It was so good. It was so much garlic.
Yeah.
And so much butter.
Yep.
And salt and it was salty, hot, fatty garlic. It was so good.
And,
It was so much bread. Good. It was the shape of a garlic bread that you'd get from a Domino's.
Like a log.
It was a log.
Did you wrap it in foil?
Yep.
Wow.
It was so
good. Did you just get it from Domino's? Honestly, it was like exactly the same.
It had Domino's sticker on it.
She served pizza in the boxes.
What vegan butter are you using? Nutella? No.
A Nutella.
Nutella. Yeah, Nutella and Nutella. Very confused.
Yeah. It's an easy confusion. No, a bit of Nutella.
Nutella and chill.
Yep.
Love it.
That's right.
That's a tweet I did about 5 years ago.
How'd it go?
If I'd seen it, I would have liked it.
I have no idea. But
I would have retweeted
it's
that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good stuff.
Because my first reaction was, that's good.
Can I have that?
Right. Yeah, that's yours.
Thanks.
I want to see that in an award-winning show.
I'll put it in.
Oh, it's weird. All the jokes that I wrote that get no awards, all of a sudden getting all these awards when Michelle says them.
I was saying
does the delivery
Jess.
Count?
Yes, the delivery counts.
Yeah.
You got to sing them.
Oh.
Yeah. You got to sing it. And you got to wear little bear ears.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the difference?
People respect you.
I think so, yeah.
That's all it is.
Put on a leotard.
The only difference is
sing.
Like quite a lot of talent and bear ears.
Oh, and a backing singer and guitarist.
Yeah, Tim.
You need Tim, actually. Yeah.
You need Tim.
Oh, my God. All right, so if I can get Tim.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
is Tim available?
A couple of people
if I get Tim in the ears.
Tim in their show? And I've been like,
I'm just short of talent.
I don't know about this. I don't know about this.
Is Tim for hire? And you're like,
I mean, I guess he kind of is, yeah.
But
as a freelance musician and actor. But I'm also like, no. And then he's like, why aren't I on the posters? I'm like, shut up.
Your Michelle Brazier show.
Wow. Oh, okay. I know how I'm going to pitch him. You're going to be bigger on the poster than me. I'll be in the little bubble
Tim
in the corner.
Just solo show.
Yeah. With Matt.
Featuring Matt. Don't worry about him.
Okay.
Introducing Matt Stewart.
I think that sounds like a recipe for success. This. And I can't wait for your show,
so
Matt.
Too.
What was the pasta you made, Jess?
Just a Napoli pasta.
Oh, it was a classic spaghetti situation.
Yeah, but
this sounds fantastic.
A little side salad.
Mm. Oh, I was really hoping you were going to say something that made me glad I wasn't there, but I just want to have been there even more now.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. The fifth wheel, just think about it.
All right.
I think it could be something.
I'll consider it.
Was there any leftovers?
No.
Okay.
Aiden was there, so there's never leftovers.
Because if there was, then we would have said Matt. There was something for Matt, but there wasn't, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't enough. No. I only know how to cook for a maximum of four.
Okay. Mm.
So maybe you and Dave could come over one time.
Okay.
But I won't be left alone in a room with you.
And then Michelle's going to have to look in through the window?
Yeah, yep.
I'll be hired as the singer.
Yes.
I'll do some songs.
Because a dinner party is, of course, it's about the food, but it's also about setting the ambiance.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So you've got like the mood lighting and some backing music.
I could do some Sia.
A bit of Sia, yes.
Really loudly sing some Sia. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Every now and then chandelier. Our dogs would play and go from the other room. That's nice. That adds good. To the ambiance.
Oh, you bring your dog over and they hang out.
The dogs hang out. That's awesome. Like parents do with their kids.
You're telling me that even
wait, you're including you? Do they put you in the room with the kids?
Yeah. They put me in a room and they're like, okay, you guys play. And then they open a bottle 30s. Of wine.
They can hear you growling at another child in the room.
She's just playing. That's
a playful sound. I know it sounds a bit full on, but he's just playing.
They're getting to know each other.
I was happy for you, honestly, and until I heard that the dog was invited and Matt and I weren't. Are we to believe that we are somehow lower in the pecking order than Eva the dog?
Eva is a guide dog's ambassador.
Oh, we're well
it costs $60,000 to raise and train a guide dog.
Okay, all right.
Eva is better
we're
than
not,
you guys.
Yes, we're not.
No, absolutely.
No one's trying to suggest we're not better than, but Goose.
Yeah, but he just already lives there.
I know.
Okay.
He was there.
You can't just throw him out for the night.
No, you can't. That feels wrong. He did piss inside at one point.
Yeah, and I will not do it again. I have said that. I'm sorry.
Guys, you guys just have to, you have to understand that as much as I love you, I adore you. Mm-hmm. I need a life outside of you, you know?
Okay.
I need other friends.
And he's writing a song.
You've got to let me grow.
This does sound like the start of a song in a musical.
Yeah,
I need a life outside of you. I don't know who I am when I'm without you. Look to my left, it's Dave. I look to my right, it's always Matt and me. Alone, nobody to call my own.
That's okay. The Jess Perkins musical. Okay. Coming this spring.
Goose, Goose, don't piss on the car. Goose, Goose. There's company here.
Well, I think can we make this happen?
Yeah.
I just hope there's a song about how good the garlic bread is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Given it's a group number. It's the closing number of the first act. It's the whole second act.
People backup dancers dressed as garlic bread.
I would love that.
It could be called Garlic Bread the Musical.
They're in foil and they like twirl. Yes. And as they twirl, they unfurl the bread.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
And they somebody also, call Cameron McIntosh.
And they have like, they have, there's also like a smell element to this musical.
So it's at a scratch and sniff musical. Yeah,
at that moment, there's just an overwhelming smell of garlic and
Do you think we could somehow drop garlic bread from the roof over the audience?
Yes. Just like, hello, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Yeah. Remember the chandelier.
Okay, now I get Cameron McIntosh, you lost me, but I've heard of this one.
Andrew you know Lloyd what? Webber. I literally did do Andrew Lloyd Webber because I knew that you hadn't gotten Cameron McIntosh.
I assume
I didn't get enough from the room. I'll go again.
I assume Cameron McIntosh is like the new Andrew Lloyd Webber.
No, he's it's a big production company. Don't worry about it.
We're more au fait with Maxwell Sheffield.
Yes, yeah. I know.
Oh, Maxwell of Sheffield. Course, of
the
course.
Number two.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Maxwell Sheffield.
Oh, always living in the shadow of that dastardly
Cameron McIntosh. Andrew Lloyd, you dastardly dog.
Yeah, so we're big chef heads over
big
here.
Chef.
I do
go on. I know the whole team. CC Babcock, obviously.
I love CC. I love Niles.
Yeah. Niles, yeah. What a combo.
Growing up, my favourite characters on TV were Niles and Giles.
Giles.
Great choice.
Funny Anthony Stewart Head.
Yeah. Funny British queer coded.
Yeah.
But, you know, Giles wasn't gay, but he was played by Anthony Stewart Head, who I think is gay. And Niles wasn't gay, but he was played as gay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Loved them.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Speaking of queer-coded villains.
He was always dating women, though.
Yeah. That's why he wasn't gay. That was a clue into not being gay.
Okay.
Yeah. That was my first clue.
Niles?
Now, as much as we love to talk about the nanny, would you believe we've already done a bonus episode on the nanny? So we're here today to talk about there's a new car on the block. There's a new entrant into the world's most beloved film franchise.
Yes, Daddy.
Now, last year, Michelle, and it turned out to be one of our most popular episodes of the year.
And you said turned out in a way where you were like, I did not expect. Shock for everybody. Apparently.
People absolutely loved it. It was voted.
I genuinely was not sure which way it would go. I'm like, this is different to anything we'd ever done before. I'm like, the people may hate this, but they loved it.
They loved it.
They absolutely loved
people
it.
People don't like change.
It's the delivery.
I didn't think.
It's the delivery, man.
Yeah, you've got to be
It's all about the package.
Here.
The delivery, the enthusiasm for the Fast and the Furious franchise, which you spoke to us for nearly 4 hours last year, which we absolutely loved.
4 hours, yeah.
And then glimpse behind the curtain. So a week after that, a couple of weeks after it came out, I went away on my honeymoon. I was in Paris. I get a message from Michelle saying, you don't have to put the episode up. I'm panicking. I don't know if it's any good. And I said, no, I'm loving it. And I said, it was so influential in my own life. I'm currently in Paris watching the Fast and the Furious on my mobile phone. So living my Parisian / honeymoon to the full there.
That's beautiful.
Watching the Fast and the Furious.
Your wife was I so also, happy with that.
Yeah, it's a shame about the divorce.
I started watching it as well. I didn't get through the first film, but I did try.
Yeah.
You don't need to start at one. You can start from five.
And it was, I don't know, I just found it. It was. I think I just got distracted and I've forgotten until now.
Movies were slower back then as well. Yeah. It is easy to get. Movies were slow. They move slower.
Mm. Right.
So when you're watching an older movie, it can be difficult for our little brains, our TikTok brains.
Mm. Back from the golden age of cinema.
Mm.
Fast and the Furious 1.
Yeah, classic. Old Hollywood.
When was that? Was that
1954.
I thought it went a while back.
A beautiful year for cinema.
Oh,
yeah, I accidentally
Paul Walker
watched
in his prime.
The very original one as well.
Oh, you did? The
no,
real
I
old
didn't.
One?
No,
oh, no, you didn't.
I only learned about that this week.
No, you didn't, because you learned about it when I did the report.
I only relearned about it this week. Zach Ruane told me that, but obviously I already knew.
Two nights ago I took Zach Ruane to go and see Fast X for the second time. And I videotaped him during some of the twists and turns because I knew he'd be very excited at certain parts, so I filmed him and sat there watching him watch the movie.
I just – because he was on my Who Knew It podcast this week and one of the questions about a movie, and then I showed Mish and Zach the movie trailer and their reactions are so good I took a photo of it just the same. And I was just posting it on Twitter moments ago. But, yeah, they're just – like he has an expressive face.
Oh, he does.
It says
classic.
A lot.
Yeah,
and that was in a photo. I can only imagine a video.
Oh, wow. It's
the
amazing.
Stories it would
oh,
tell.
The way his face moves. Oh, you wouldn't believe.
Can we get a copy of it to post in the Patreon group?
Yeah, I'll ask him. But yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'll tell him.
He's
that
not
I've
wearing
given
pants.
It to you. Yeah. Oh, sorry. We went to the nude cinema. I should have been honest.
They've been doing that at Lido. Have you seen that?
What?
They've been doing a nude screening. I can't remember. There was just a certain film. It was like, come in.
What?
Clothes optional.
No, thank you.
So,
but
I wouldn't
those
have
seats
thought
are
so.
Still.
Mm-mm. No, no.
But do
no.
you get, do you, like, you don't arrive at the cinema naked. You must, like, get into the cinema and then take your clothes off.
I'm trying to.
They do a show in Edinburgh Fringe every year that's called the Nude Cabaret, Naked Cabaret, and all the acts are naked, all the ushers are naked, the bar staff are naked, and the audience are naked.
Nah.
And they're every year they're always like, do you want to do it? And I'm like, oh, my God, I would love to do it, but I'm busy, but I would love, I'm free as well and, like, spirited.
I'm very modern.
I'm, like, cool.
Free thinking.
I'm probably like that.
Yeah, I want my yuck was. Not in relation to anybody else's naked body.
Mine was.
I don't really mind. Like, I don't mind. I don't feel that uncomfortable.
I just
with
don't
somebody
want
naked.
Sitting
I don't
want to
be naked.
Chairs.
Yeah, that's right.
Just sit on my nice chairs where I sit.
Oh, I don't want to be naked.
Well, that's why I'm just thinking about the next session.
Yeah, he's that's
got all
these nude
ass prints all over the seats.
And wouldn't you be a bit cold? So then do you have to turn the heating up or give out blankets? And then what's the point in being naked?
I think people are having a wank.
Yeah.
It's a cinema. Come on, guys.
And the ejaculate's even worse than the ass print.
That's going to stain. That's what I always say as well.
Was the
ejaculate's even worse than the. My friend was in the Full Monty.
What?
Like the play or the movie?
No, the movie.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. He was also in Game of Thrones. A very good character actor.
Wow.
I met him in Edinburgh and he's a beautiful boy. He's a very lovely, lovely, lovely
in
man.
In the original or the new Full Monty? Because
No,
new
the
ones
old
just come
one.
Out.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. Have you been
one
looking
the,
to see what
one of the
was?
Cast, one of the strippers?
I can't remember who he played. I think he's one of the strippers, yeah. He's like
remember.
From Newcastle, working class boy. I keep calling him a boy. He'd be like in his 50s.
A beautiful
The
boy.
Film was Nude Tuesday.
Okay. Well, that makes some sense.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
You can come in and watch it fully nude.
I don't like that for me personally.
No.
But that's okay.
But I can see, I think it's cool that they did it, but I wouldn't have gone.
Yeah, not for me. Anyway, we're here to talk about a different movie.
There, guys, last time I did a report, it went for so long.
Yeah, I know.
And I assume they probably burnt that cinema down afterwards.
I would assume so.
Apparently had to bring a towel to sit on.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine.
That's fine.
I'm absolutely fine with it.
And I didn't realize it was a towel.
This is from a Time Out article. This should go without saying, but you must arrive to the venue fully clothed.
But then you have to get undressed in front of everybody, and that I find weird.
And if you need to leave the cinema to top up on food or use the toilet, you must put your clothes back on.
That's so funny. That's so funny. Why didn't you have like a little stall so people didn't have to leave to go get popcorn?
Yeah, good point.
That's funny. No, good on. That's fun. That is fun, and love I like it. The event.
That's good stuff. But you saw the most recent Fast and Furious movie.
Which guy for is...
His name's Ben Crompton.
Ben Crompton.
I was looking up the full Monty.
Ben Crompton. Crompy. Great name, by the way.
Yeah, pretty good. Oh, I just read my phone and I've got a lovely bit of work news, but it's a secret.
Oh,
so sucked in. Exciting.
Oh, congratulations.
That is exciting.
Fast 11?
I'm just checking my phone and I've...
Yeah, I'm in the writer's room for Fast 11.
I've got a message from Optus. Finally. So.
Oh, okay, but that's a secret. Don't, Jess, that's great. I'm really happy for you, but we'll talk about
it. Well, I've got a notification here. Someone's at my front door. I don't know who that could be. Maybe it's Andrew Lloyd Webber. But we'll never know.
You'd be great in a musical, Dave.
I won't take that. Oh, yeah. I love it.
So it looks like Ben Crompton is returning. Would that be? Does that mean anything?
What do you
to the new
to,
one?
To the new one?
Where's he going?
We've been talking for 17 minutes.
Oh my gosh,
that's great. That's what they want.
Is this what you guys want?
That's what. Well,
can you guys come to my show
please?
If you're in the UK? That's why I come on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is my route to the UK.
Will you introduce people to Ben Crompton at your shows?
Do you know what? He will come.
Oh,
he's my
awesome.
Friend.
Love it.
I love him so much. He's a generous and funny man, and he's sweet and gentle and a giant of industry.
That's nice.
He's just a great character actor. Like, just one of those people's like, that guy from.
Yeah, yeah.
He played Dolores Edd in Game of Thrones. He's like, he's the other friend that's not Samwell Tarly. Jon mm-hmm. Snow's other friend mm-hmm. on the wall. He's just he's just nice, just generous with his time. Anyway, do you guys want to hear about this movie or what?
Yes, so
yes,
you saw it. I assume you were fully clothed when watching it.
Well, not when Zach and I went. Yes, we went to the nude cinema, but mm-hmm. The first time it was a spiritual experience because it had just, okay, so I went to the premiere. I was invited to the premiere, you guys.
So good.
What's that like?
You know what? It's just like going to the movies, but the popcorn is free and you have to get your photo taken by a rude man.
Oh.
In front of a media wall.
Over here. Yes,
Michelle?
Yes.
Michelle, can I just get, yep. Okay, and can you step out of the frame? Okay, move on, please. And then sometimes they're like, can I get a photo of you? And then somebody more famous than you walks in and they go, can you wait? And then
well, they're like,
someone else.
Sorry, Magnus Szymanski's here. Get on.
Yeah. Hamish Arandy's here. Come on.
Out of the way.
You know you little bitch. Yuck. You're a yucky little bitch. That's what they say. Oh,
wow. Yeah, well, I love
it. It's really good for the ego. It was fun.
Invited to the actors, only one of us was invited when we got nominated.
That's so shit.
Oh, it's because of COVID.
That's what they said. That's what they said.
The actors is fun though.
It was fun. I had a good time. But it was funny getting to the red carpet thing and do that press.
Oh yeah.
Horseshoe area.
Yeah.
So I got to the top. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm meant to be doing here by myself, feeling very awkward and self-conscious.
No.
Luckily, I saw a few people from Melbourne that I knew, Anne Edmonds and a few people. I'm like, okay, it's cool. I know a couple of people here, but I'm standing by myself. And a woman comes up to me at the start of the press, big U-turn thing, and she goes, and what are you here for? And I said, for the online series award. And she said, no worries. She picked up the velvet rope and said, you can just skip to the end.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Heartbreaking
stuff.
You
went into like a little holding bay with all the other losers.
That is awful. Oh, I'm so sorry.
But were you also a bit relieved because then you didn't have to pose?
Oh, you know, I'm like, I wasn't, I'm not going, obviously everyone wants to talk to me. I was just like, I don't know.
I don't know what I was waiting to do.
You're
a nominee. You should have been photographed. Like, they fucked up. But I will say, like, at at all of these events, I do a little play. And the play is called Pretending I Don't Want My Photo Taken and I'm Just Trying to Walk Through the Red Carpet. Because I don't want, I'm scared that one day I'll walk onto that red carpet and not a camera will flash. Yeah, yeah. I will just be there and they'll just be like, sorry, can we get.
Can you move out?
We're just taking photos.
Sorry, we're running out of film.
Yeah.
I'm just changing the film in my camera.
I'm so worried. I'm so scared of it. And so I will sort of hang around the red carpet, talking to someone, mm-hmm. being like, haha, until someone goes, oh, Michelle, can we get? And I go, oh, okay, yeah, of course. Sorry. Sorry. I didn't even realize you were taking photos.
So unexpected.
Yeah. And then I do the little play and I take the photo and then I walk it back in. I go, oh, my God. Sorry. I'm sort of a bit frazzled by that. I didn't. And that's the play that I do every time.
And that's a great, you're being a really great representative. Of women.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're all just frazzled little idiots.
We don't know what we're doing. We don't deserve to be there. And that's our vibe.
I think that's the play I live my life with.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You're talking to a man who, if he hears the name Matt yelled out, he assumes it's probably for someone else.
That's so
funny.
He
doesn't turn around.
Yeah, Matt's such a common name.
If I hear, hey, mate, I'm like, oh, hi.
Matt Stewart. You're like, that's also a common last name. What are the chances? It's probably not me.
I normally would turn around for Matt Stewart.
Okay. Normally.
It's good to know, isn't it?
Sometimes. Well, listen, at the premiere, I got to see it on a motorbike and it was cool and it had a smoke machine was fucking cool.
Do you watch the whole movie from the motorbike?
Yeah. Yeah, they've got motorbikes lined up. No, it was like in front of a media wall. It was great.
That's fun.
It was really big and I'd worn a skirt, which was a mistake. But there's a couple of photos of me on my Instagram.
Side saddle.
Having the beer. Oh, toot toot. Off we go.
Like a lady.
But I went to that and then I went again and because I'd actually – it's not interesting. It's already going to be too long. Don't worry about it. But I went to a Damien Rice concert that night, so I actually had to leave the premiere. And then I went again when it came out to the public 2 days later. That was like my two personalities fighting like dogs, like the Fast and the Furious premiere and the Damien Rice show at the recital center. It was stunning. It was so beautiful.
Did you get to sit on a motorbike?
No.
A Vespa. It's not the same, but it's still
not
nice.
The same. Yeah. You don't have this.
More
you
European.
Control the vehicle as much. I'm much more European, which is fine. He's Irish. I get it. Anyway, I went there. I saw it 2 nights after, and then I saw it naked with Zachary Wayne. Fast X.
Yes.
Or Fast 10.
Can you tell me which is the right one to say? Because I didn't know.
Fast X.
Okay, Fast X.
That's what they're calling it.
Okay.
Vin Diesel calls it X.
Cool. Very cool.
As opposed to Triple X.
Yes, as opposed to Triple X.
And it sounds like there's going to be a bit of a change because were they moving to motorbikes a bit more on this film?
Letty's on a motorbike. There's always a couple of motorbikes because once they started going to Europe, they were like, what are we going to do about these little streets? And they started doing motorbike stunts. There's a really cool motorbike stunt that Letty does and they found the stunt artist for it like on YouTube.
Whoa, that's
the director
cool.
was like looking on YouTube to find anyone who could do this stunt.
Whoa.
It's like there's like a big, I don't know, there's like a pipe that goes across a street where she's like going really fast and she just sort of stopped. It looks so unreal in the movie that I thought it was CGI, but it's somebody doing it.
Wow.
She's CGI'd onto it, but like this girl, she stops and then she sort of hops on the motorbike over it and just turns and goes again.
Whoa.
It's quite mad. It looks really cool. Anyway, there are some motorbikes and some planes and some cars. No trains.
Okay.
No trains this time.
No trains. Do they sometimes?
We've had trains, Matt. If you'd been listening,
I did listen, but it's not just you. It's all episodes. I forget.
Yeah, my brain doesn't hold much.
I remember something about a cliff.
Okay.
And a jungle.
Remember Rocket into Space?
Do you remember the Rocket into Space? That was F9. So where we've been left with F9 is they've gone to space to save the world.
SpaceX.
Yeah, they saved it.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And then they come back down somehow. Because they found the space station. That's how. The space station found them.
It is so hard to put together in my mind what I saw in Fast 1.
About DVD players.
And going to space.
Yeah. It's from the start of F9 to going to space at the end of F9. It doesn't feel that dissimilar.
Right.
It's pretty full on. But I think the science is sound.
Yeah, okay. It had a lot of people making sure it made sense.
Yeah.
It checks out. But how do you
talk? A lot of the budget on these movies just goes to science research.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's a big chunk of it.
hundreds of millions.
It's mostly scientists. And this is the eighth most expensive film ever made.
Wow.
Because of all the scientists, I assume. Vin Diesel, no, his other scientists.
Professor Vin.
That's incredible. But how do you top space?
That's a great question.
Maybe we'll tell us.
I'll tell you. Okay.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.